This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
Not my lifetime, maybe my kids' lifetime, but I'm not going to sit here on your show and whine because I'm the one that screwed up. I'm the one that made a mistake, and I've been suspended 27 years. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a long time, but I think the lords of baseball understand that I understand I screwed up.
I have a hard time with Pete Rose not being in the Hall of Fame. 4,256 hits, and I just think that as time comes, I'm watching the softening stance of Fonz and Clemens with steroids, and I think people are glossing over Pete Rose.
Pete was a great player. I mean, I played against Pete. Pete was one of the greatest players I ever played against. He was a winner. He was infectious. He made one of the rare players that made people better around him. Is he a Hall of Famer? Well, I think so, but Shoeless Joe Jackson's a Hall of Famer. He's not in the Hall of Fame. So it just seems to me there's people out there that are adamant on him not getting in, and maybe they got a case.
Keith Hernandez, who was a great player himself, talking about Pete Rose, Hall of Fame worthiness. Of course, we're talking about the all-time hits leader in the history of Major League Baseball, world champion multiple times, rookie of the year, Hall of MVP 1973 for the Cincinnati Reds, played on one of the great teams in the history of baseball. Yesterday, stunning turn of events. Rob Manfred, Commissioner of Major League Baseball, rescinding the lifetime ban for not only Pete Rose, but multiple others, including the 1919 Chicago Black Sox, led by Shoeless Joe Jackson. And now you have this new can of worms that has been opened here with Pete Rose eligible for Hall of Fame. Now, he will not be eligible for induction until 2027 because of the voting process that has been part of it. He has never been on a Hall of Fame ballot. Neither has Shoeless Joe Jackson. Pete Rose, as we said, over 4,200 hits. By far the leading hit maker in Major League Baseball. Shoeless Joe Jackson, lifetime batting average, .356, which is one of the greatest in the history of Major League Baseball in the dead ball era. He, along with Ty Cobb, Tris Speaker, was one of the great stars hitting-wise of his generation. So now Major League Baseball, led by Rob Manfred, says, all right, lifting the ban. And it's an interesting scenario because it was a lifetime ban. Shoeless Joe Jackson's been dead for almost 70 years. His lifetime expired many, many presidents ago. Pete Rose died in September of last year. And I saw Jeff Passan on ESPN talking about this, where, hey, when Pete Rose's daughter Fawn talked to Rob Manfred, it was a lifetime ban. And I guess now we're getting into semantics in regards to whether or not that ban should be lifted. We heard Harold Reynolds say that he thinks Pete Rose, based on his stats alone, is certainly worthy of consideration. First ballot Hall of Famer, maybe almost unanimous. we heard from Pete Rose himself say, hey, based on what I did, I'm a Hall of Fame player. Multiple All-Stars at multiple positions. All-time hits leader. MVP, as we said, world champion. Now, off the field, lied about betting on baseball until he was trying to sell a book and then admitted that he did. And then way after that, came to light that maybe he was having inappropriate relationships with underage girls, which kind of got him even deeper into the sauce. But now it's all about the candidacy for the Hall of Fame. Should he be reinstated years ago? Should the ban have lasted this long? Maybe if he doesn't lie about it all those years, he may have been reinstated long, long time ago.
The only thing is statistic-wise, baseball-wise, absolutely should be in. But the gambling, you know, I mean, the can of worms that he's going to open up, Bob, is going to be huge. And then is it the steroid dudes, too? Once they pass away, then they can get in? You know, but I mean,
they're not banned. They're just not getting voted for.
But the thing about it is, you know, I mean, the guy bet on his own teams and stuff. I don't see why he should, you know, even though it's a lifetime ban.
And his life has expired, I guess, is what we're talking about.
Yeah, I know. I think it sends a bad message is what it does. I mean, is he a great player? Absolutely.
Nobody had more hits in the history of baseball.
But, you know, I mean, what's that say to people that, okay, I can go bet on baseball, you know, if I'm good enough. And then once I pass away, I'll have a chance to get in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I think that the betting on baseball is now had a blurry line because now gambling is endorsed by Major League Baseball.
Right.
So we're in a different era.
But not bet on your own team.
Well, you're not supposed to bet at all as a player anyway. You can't go to gambling sites and bet on. Look at what happened in the NFL with Jameson Williams was betting in the Lions complex.
Right.
Wasn't betting on Detroit. Was just betting on games.
College games, yeah.
Yeah, so you're still trying to keep this line where, well, it's cool to bet, and we might even have some athletes endorse gambling, but you can't bet on your own team, or you can't bet in the confines of our facilities here. Shoeless Joe Jackson, another case. Maybe more infamous than Pete Rose. They made movies about him. Took money, allegedly. Well, Kennesaw Mountain Landis felt that he did. A court decided he didn't in regards to fixing the 1919 World Series. He had 375 in that World Series where they were heavy favorites against the Reds and lost in 8 games because it was best of 9 back in those days.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hit the only home run of that series and maintained his innocence for years. Until he eventually quietly walked into a new life and passed away back in the early 50s. Shoeless Joe Jackson has a .356 lifetime batting average. His career ended at the age of 32. Who knows what he would have accomplished? So now he is eligible to get in. And the rest of that team, Eddie Seacott, he was a multiple-time 20-game winner. Buck Weaver was a really good player. There are others in that team alone that should deserve consideration. But Pete Rose, who lied about betting on baseball, finally admitted it. Shoeless Joe, to his deathbed, said, hey, I didn't know anything illegal. I had no part of throwing the 1919 World Series. Now it's up to the veterans committees, players themselves. This isn't up to the sports writers who are keeping the Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens out of the Hall of Fame. It's up to them, the peers. And we'll talk to Scott Miller and Jim Hunter, two baseball historians, as the show goes on and get their thoughts on just Manfred's decision to lift the lifetime ban. But when I saw the news break yesterday, I was like, damn, where'd this come from?
Right.
All of a sudden. And now it is what it is. But the steroid era, where you're Barry Bonds implicated using steroids, Roger Clemens implicated using steroids, Rafael Palmeiro tested positive for performance enhancers. They might be out lifetime ban because with each A-Rod admitted to using steroids, all Hall of Fame worthy careers. So Pete Rose, Joe Jackson might be in within 2 years, posthumously, of course, where the steroid guys might never sniff the Hall of Fame.
Well, with the steroid guys, I mean, it was rampant in every sport, you know, back. I mean, when I was in college, Bob, it was rampant everywhere. Look at Nebraska. Look at, you know, a lot of athletes, Russians, you know, I mean.
But I'm saying, is it Hall of Fame deniable? I mean, Barry Bonds, he, according to the, if you follow the timeline, didn't start using until he was in San Francisco, maybe late 90s, when he had already put up a Hall of Fame worthy career. Roger Clemens had won multiple Cy Youngs, kind of hit the skids in Boston towards the end there, then rejuvenated himself in Toronto. You know where I'm coming from? I mean, guys had Hall of Fame worthy careers before the allegations of steroids, where Palmeiro was a slappy in Chicago and then became a guy that was hitting 50 home runs, high 40s for the Orioles. This guy had 3,000 hits, 500 home runs. And at the time, only Willie Mays, Eddie Murray, Hank Aaron, I believe, were the only other players to accomplish that feat. So how do you punish them steroid-wise when you don't know really when they started taking them, as all have denied even doing so in the first place?
That would be a... I think if you used that any time, you know, it enhanced your stats and everything. I mean, the year that Sosa McGuire, that year, I mean, that made baseball, you know, the home run thing. And then they're both juicers, you know. So, I mean, to me, it just puts a bad light. Do they deserve to be in? Ah.
So it's apples and oranges. It's you cheated to be good, where Joe Jackson and Pete Rose were betting for financial gain, which they were great players who broke an unwritten, well, it was unwritten at the time for the White Sox when everyone kind of was sort of doing it at the time. And Pete Rose knew. I mean, it's in the clubhouse. Thou shalt not bet on baseball.
Well, look at how much money the dudes that took steroids, Bob, look at how it enhanced their careers and their contracts.
Right.
So, I mean, they made buku bucks, too.
But we're talking Hall of Fame. So this is should they be in, Rose and Joe Jackson, because lifetime bans have been overturned. And then the steroid thing's a whole other argument altogether.
Right.
They were good in some cases because of performance enhancers. Mm-hmm. These guys were already good. They just broke the law of baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.